Here's what we know about Chen Wei Guo. A letter from University of Utah President David Pershing says Chen Wei was killed in a senseless random act of violence Monday night. They've canceled classes in respect for him and the impact of this violent event on the whole entire campus community. Now, Chen Wei was a pre-computer science major with a promising future, says this letter, and he worked as a peer advisor in the International Student and Scholar Services Office. Now, their profile of him there on their website says that Chen Wei Guo was born in Beijing, China. He's lived in many different places growing up, traveled around Europe and Asia, came to the U.S. in 2012, and is currently studying computer science and entrepreneurship at the U because his dream was to one day have his own consulting company to help more people, quote, feel good about themselves. This profile says that he liked to have adventures like skydiving, skiing, horseback riding, and working with other peer advisors in this office. And searching through Facebook, the University of Utah confirms that the profile we found for Chen Wei Guo has a few more details, saying he served an LDS mission in Provo, Utah. He'd recently traveled to Honolulu and Pearl Harbor this month, posting about being back in Hawaii, again saying how much he loved to travel. Now back to this letter from University of Utah President David Pershing, again just kind of going over what had happened Monday night. Chen Wei parked near the gate in Red Butte Canyon when this suspect came up, tried to carjack his vehicle, and fatally shot him. Now the entire campus community again just reeling over this. The university says the counseling center prepared to support students with additional staffing, human resources there to help with counseling for the staff and faculty as well. They'll share more information at a news conference at 10 a.m. on Tuesday. But right now these are the details we've been able to learn about the victim as the whole campus again just shocked by this. One more detail from this letter from President Pershing. He says that they had been in contact with Chen's family in China Monday night, having to call them and make this terrible phone call to them. He says that the family is understandably devastated by the loss of their son, and the university is working to bring the family to Utah as soon as possible, and they'll offer them all the assistance that they can. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.